Report now on a scene of death and casualties and hostages in the Pakistani city of Lahore. Dozens of people have been killed, many more injured, worshippers taken hostage, gun battles between police and the attackers when gunmen attacked two mosques belonging to a minority sect in that Pakistani city. The BBC's correspondent Aleem Maqbool joins us from Islamabad. What's the latest, Aleem?
Well, the latest is the death toll, according to the Lahore police chief, has risen to over 70 people. This is when two mosques, in fact, were attacked simultaneously at around 1:30 local time in the afternoon and during Friday prayers. So, of course, Friday being the Muslim holy day, the time when the mosques are filled to capacity. And each of these mosques reportedly had hundreds of people inside. And what eyewitnesses said is that gunmen stormed both buildings and fired indiscriminately. And at one of the mosques, there were also explosions that followed. Police say they may have been suicide bombers, and that is why that death toll is so high.
And this appears to be an attack that's a result of conflict between two Muslim sects, the Ahmadi group and Sunni Muslims in the city of Lahore. Can you explain this conflict, and how certain are we that this is behind the attack?
Well, I mean, very much looking like a sectarian attack. I mean, there's not really been a sort of conflict between the two in terms of a war where the Ahmadis fight back. But certainly the Ahmadi sect, this very small minority sect of Islam, have been persecuted for many years here in Pakistan. In fact, in the 70s, the Pakistani constitution even said this sect are non-Muslims. And many extremists here feel that they are the infidel. They can be attacked in this way, and they have been attacked in the past, but this is certainly the biggest attack on the community for years.
So this is a little like the tensions that exist in Iran between Shia Muslims and the Baha'i sect.
Sure, or even here between the Sunni Muslims and Shia Muslims. But here, a sect where people believe that their leader, Ahmad, in the 19th century, was another prophet. And that's why a Sunni Muslim, some hardline Sunni Muslims, say that they are non-Muslims. And indeed, on this very street that I'm talking to you from in Islamabad, there is an Ahmadi mosque. And you can see around it lots of security, particularly around Friday prayers, because this is a group, a community that has campaigned for a long time to end prejudice against them and for the state to provide them much more security, which they don't believe they've been afforded. And this will only raise their concerns, of course, about their future here.
Well, this is a huge death toll. If you said over 70 dead, what are the implications for peace and security in the city of Lahore going forward, do you think?
Well, you know, Lahore has been hit by all kinds of attacks over the last 6 months. This one sectarian, but in the past it's been attacks, for example, on the security services by the Taliban, who are carrying out revenge attacks. Also, civilian targets have been hit in markets. So really, security spread very thinly across the city, but because there are so many targets and people really not knowing what is going to be hit next and why.
Aleem Maqbool is the BBC Islamabad correspondent, talking about the challenges for security going forward in Lahore, where attacks against two mosques have killed more than 70 people in that Pakistani city.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.